Research is underway in the United States to develop a simple blood test that could screen for multiple forms of cancer at once.
She got a prenatal test that's become pretty routine. The test takes a sample of a pregnant person's blood, and it looks for bits of free-floating DNA. Some of this DNA is released by cells in the placenta. That means it can be used to screen the pregnancy for chromosomal abnormalities like Down syndrome. It can also reveal the baby's sex. The first time she took the test, a nurse called back later and said there'd been some error. The results were inconclusive. So she got her blood drawn again, and again the results came back inconclusive. Her nurse midwife said, "I don't know what this means." The counselor explained that the free-floating DNA is actually a mixture. Some reflects the genetic makeup of the fetus, but even more of that DNA comes from the pregnant person's own cells. And if some of those cells are cancerous, that can actually mess with the results of this test. Actually, though, there's a huge amount of research going on right now on using cell-free DNA to screen the blood for multiple kinds of cancer at once. President Biden's cancer moonshot has made the development of this kind of cancer screening a priority, as he noted in a recent speech. But even though some of these tests do seem technically good at detecting DNA from cancerous cells, there's no definitive evidence yet that this information can be used to benefit people's health.
We don't know, in fact, that they truly will pick up those cancers in a time frame where when you intervene, when you do something after that test to that patient, it makes a difference.
That's Lori Manassian, Deputy Director for Cancer Prevention at the National Cancer Institute. Her agency is currently organizing a huge clinical trial for multi-cancer detection tests that will enroll 24,000 people and eventually may expand to over 200,000 to see if using them to screen can truly help.
There's so much we don't know about this. We need to do the trials so we can get the information.
In the meantime, it just wasn't clear what Oxtecolnis should do. Her counselor told her that there was one small clinical trial for pregnant folks like her, whose inconclusive test results might mean a cancer somewhere in the body was releasing DNA into the blood. Amy Turiff is a genetic counselor at NIH.
I think to the average person, if you have cancer, you don't feel well, you have some lump, bump, some sort of scary symptom, and that's just not the experience of the people who are being referred to us.
She says that's why, in the end, they often choose not to participate in the study. Bianchi says those that do often end up getting troubling news.
Over half of them do have a tumor. So this is not a trivial finding. This really needs to be taken seriously.
She says all kinds of cancers have been detected. Rectal cancer, rare, once-in-a-million tumors. Oxtecolnis decided to go to the NIH Clinical Center with her husband, but she didn't really think anything was wrong. She let them draw numerous vials of blood. She spent over an hour in an MRI machine. At the end of the day, a team of doctors sat her down and said she had masses in her neck and chest that looked like lymphoma.
I was like, lymphoma? Like, what's lymphoma? Hearing that news that you have cancer is just like, it's hard to describe. It's just such like an overwhelming experience.
Especially because she was pregnant.
Your emotions are kind of all over the place. And it was like definitely really difficult in the time.
She underwent chemotherapy while pregnant, something that can be done safely. And she eventually had a healthy baby girl. Since then, she's needed more treatment, including a stem cell transplant that required her to be in the hospital for almost a month this fall. Now she's just happy to be home with her family.
I'm also like incredibly grateful that I found out when I did and then found out like I could get treatment in an early stage and that it was safe during pregnancy.
She hopes participating in that study and talking about all this will help other people understand their options when a test result unexpectedly raises the possibility of cancer.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.